Hey friend, do you have ADHD? Maybe, maybe not. It really doesn't matter because either way, you're so welcome here. Whether it's you or someone you live with that has the squirrely brain, I'm here to help. On the show, we'll be sharing perspective shifts and hacks and systems and routines that all work for people of all ages with neurodivergent brains. I spent the last almost decade working with students as a special education teacher and navigating my own ADHD. Whether you want someone to hold space for you or you want the tactical, tangible strategies, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you learn to let it be easy, work with your unique strengths, and move from scattered to simplified. And we're doing it all with positive perspective, self-compassion, and a whole lot of God's grace. Let's do this. What's up, beautiful human? Today we are continuing our journey through preparing and planning for the new year. I have obviously not actually titled this little series that I'm doing yet. I'm just still talking about it. So it'll have an official name, you know, by the title, but I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. So the whole point of this series is that most of us like to kind of feel like we're getting our stuff together for the new year, right? You buy the new planner, you make all these goals, you think you're finally gonna stick to your goals, and then, you know, like February rolls around and you're right back to your old self, maybe even in January. Maybe it stretches all the way to March if you're lucky. But the reason that this happens is A, you don't need January 1st as a fresh start. If you want to start building something new, do it now. You don't have to wait for that fresh start. It might feel good, and that's okay if that's what you want to do, but like, it's just an arbitrary date, okay? The other thing with this is that we end up setting standards that are way too high, and we forget about what we're even planning to do. There's so many things that fall into this for like everyone, but then especially if you struggle with executive functioning. So I'm going to talk about a few ways that I have kind of worked through this over the years. But to be completely transparent, I don't like set this super clear, gigantic 1 year goal and like come back to it every day and just like crush it. That's not how this works. At least not for me. Maybe you'll figure that out at some point. But what I do like to do is I like to have some sort of intention going into the new year. I really like to stop and reflect on what worked for me this past year, what didn't work, what I want to leave behind, all of that kind of stuff. So I am going to link, sorry, I'm really running out of breath here. I'm going to link my, what is it? It's a link to join my email list. But when you do that, you get this 3-page goal setting for ADHD. It's like ADHD friendly goal setting. And it has an explanation of the questions I ask so that your brain can understand why we're addressing these things. And it really takes this like vague idea that you have of what you want to do, helps you break it down, helps you focus on like how confident you are in doing this, how important it is to you. And there's a lot more information about all of that within the whole PDF. So if you want to get on that, I think it would be a really helpful way to start the new year. We're actually doing it right now for the month of December within the ADHD Accountability Club. Information is linked for that also if you want to join us. So we're all setting a goal for December and really focusing in on that. And then we'll do things for the new year also and kind of do that on a bigger scale. But where I'm trying to go with this episode is the process that I'm going to take you through on that PDF. I'm going to take you through part of it. It's not going to be every single piece of it in depth and why it's important, but I'm going to take you through parts of it and why I think that they work. So when you're first identifying what it is that you want to do, I've found that for my own brain, I really like to have this like this feeling, this vibe, this like overarching kind of vague thing is really what I need to grasp onto because I need my emotional brain to be engaged. If it's only my logical brain, I'm gonna end up just like bleh, whatever. For ADHDers, we really have to have that emotional connection to what we're doing. So mine for the month of December, I'm calling it a just December. It's a get your stuff together month for me. I have a lot of things that have kind of just fallen to the wayside because I've been dealing with a lot of nausea and exhaustion during early pregnancy. And so I had to set aside a lot of things that I still haven't fully gotten back to. So I'm trying to like get back onto those kinds of things. I'm trying to declutter because my space has gotten really chaotic and we're about to bring a bunch of crap into the house because of Christmas. And so it's really just overall, like, I just want to be able to just feel like, like I want to take like that deep sigh and just feel relieved. So I wrote down why this was important to me, and then why what this would look like when I achieve it. And then I also wrote down how I'm gonna feel if I don't achieve this, because that again plays into that emotional center where I can really stop and think into the future, think about the possible consequences, the negative and the positive ones, of doing the thing or not doing the thing. Which is really helpful because a lot of times I'm just making impulsive decisions. So it gives me a chance to stop and reflect and be proactive and create some kind of plan. Then I always want to focus in on how important is this to me on a scale of 1 to 10. Because if it's like a 2, there's no reason to even focus on this as a goal because I'm not going to care, which means I'm not going to do it. So if it's not important to me, I'm just going to ditch it altogether then probably. Unless it's like necessary for something else, obviously. So this is like, I don't know, like a 10 important to me, a 9. It was up high because I just feel like everything is a mess. My mind is a mess. My home is a mess. And it's not even that bad, but like, I just know the things that aren't done that I want done, you know? And then I want you to identify on a scale of 1 to 10 your confidence level. So if your confidence is only like a 2, then this is really a good indicator of like, okay, we need to stop and think about why is your confidence so low in this area? Is there something that you can do to help you feel more confident? Is it low because this isn't the right goal for you to work on right now, even if it is important? Is there something else that you need to do first that would make this goal easier or would increase your confidence? So it's just kind of a good checking in point. And then we're really going to break down the smaller steps. What does it actually look like for me to get my stuff together? What does it look like? What's going to change? What's going to be different? And for me, this was decluttering, and I wrote down all the spaces I wanted to declutter. This was getting rid of some things that need to go away, like actually go put it in the donation. Don't just put it in my car or in the garage. I had a couple other things too, but I don't remember them off the top of my head. So that is the last step, where you're just going to really identify all the small steps, how you're going to get there, make it really tangible and actionable so that it's not going to stay this big, vague goal the whole time. You know, we want to start there. We want to be emotionally connected. And then after that, we really want to break it down and take it step by step. So I hope that you found this helpful. If you would like the PDF, just go to the link, put in your email address, your first name, you can download it. I only send emails once a week, and if you don't want to get them after that, you can always go and subscribe. It's fine. I've done that before too, okay? I'm not going to be offended. And if you want to walk through all of this goal setting and having other people hold you accountable, come join us in the ADHD Accountability Club. We are going to be raising the prices at some point in 2024. Whatever price you start at, you're grandfathered in for at least a good while. So just throwing that out there. It could be a Christmas present to yourself. But everything is linked below. I hope that you find this helpful, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.